Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy to be back on the air with you. Hope everybody had a very nice Memorial Day yesterday. Hope you were keeping the thoughts of all the men and women that have served our country in your hearts, in your thoughts, whatever, however you were thinking about them, or however you were celebrating yesterday. Hopefully you kept in mind that that was what yesterday was all about. I know having two grandfathers that have served in the military, my grandfather on my mother's side being in World War II, the grandfather on my dad's side being in Vietnam. I have all the utmost respect in the world for the men and women who serve and protect this country. So thank you to them, and I hope everybody had a safe and fun day yesterday. We got a fun show for you today. Of course, it is Tuesday, so just a special half-hour edition of the Spencer Wilson Show. Of course, we got the special edition of the Coach's Show starting at 2:30 with John Ramey and his guests, so you can stay tuned for that here on ESPN Radio. But we're making the most of all. So we're going to talk about Gary Bettman's announcement that he just finished making about the NHL's return to play plan. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to have 1868 FC assistant coach Chris Molinob over the phone talking about a very, very cool roundtable discussion on mental health that they are doing this Friday. So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we'll take a look at some events that happened on this day in sports history. But let's talk a little bit about what was said and discussed in the NHL return to play plan. So Gary Bettman, of course, made all of his big announcements and talked about the playoffs and the season and the draft and the lottery and all that good stuff that went into it. Of course, he talked about how health and safety are of the utmost importance, that they have received a lot of feedback from fans and players that they would like the NHL to return to finish off this 19-20 season. And they are going to wait and get the okay that they need from civil and medical authorities before they get going. But when they do get going, 24 clubs will resume play. That expanded playoff format is what they are going to go with. So the top 12 teams in each conference, based on points percentage at the pause, which was March 12th, that's how they'll determine the top 12 teams that will go to the playoffs. The other seven teams from each conference will head straight to the lottery. And as far as the NHL is concerned, the 2019-20 regular season has been completed. So when they do resume, they're going to jump right into the playoffs. The NHL regular season for this year has been completed, as announced by Gary Bettman. And the way they're going to do it, each conference, the West and Eastern Conference, will be assigned to a hub city with all facilities, the hotel, the arena, the practice facility, all that stuff being, you know, within the area and being completely sheltered off and being a safe place for the players. Those cities will be addressed at a later time. However, they have narrowed them down to Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, and Vancouver. Those 10 sites are the sites that are still being worked out, and they will announce which two hub cities will be used at a later date. Each team will be limited to 50 personnel. They are currently in phase one of their reopening plan right now. Phase two will hopefully be a little later on into June, and that will be for one-off small group training, so small group trainings on ice, off ice, and then phase three, no earlier than July 1st, will be opening the formal training facilities and getting everybody back, and of course they need clearance for that. Now that's phase three, then phase four will be the return to play. And it will be the format that we expected. We'll have the top four teams in each conference. In the East, that's Boston, Tampa Bay, Washington, and Philadelphia. In the West, it's St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas. They will play a mini round-robin tournament between them, the four Western Conference teams, the four Eastern Conference teams, to decide the 1-4 seeding. And then we know the other first-round matchups in the East. It's Pittsburgh versus Montreal in the 5-12. You have 6 Carolina taking on number 11 New York Rangers, number 7 New York Islanders taking on number 10 Florida, number 8 Toronto taking on number 9 Columbus. Then in the West, we have number 5 Edmonton against number 12 Chicago, number 6 Nashville against number 11 Arizona, number 7 Vancouver against number 10 Minnesota, then number 8 Calgary against number 9 Winnipeg. And those will be best of 5. They'll determine whether the second round will be best of 7. But we know the conference final and Stanley Cup final will also be best of 7. So those are what we know now about the way the season will resume, how they'll play out, And it's very exciting to see at least the NHL getting back to a point where they think they can be close to playing and seeing how they're laying everything out. And it makes sense. And I think it'll provide some good action and entertainment for NHL fans. So looking forward to them coming back maybe late July. If they're not looking to start phase three until at least July 1st, I would see phase four is maybe late July, early August. So fingers crossed they come back in the next few months and we can continue to see them getting better and better in their attempt to restart their postseason. But again, exciting news there from the NHL. So hopefully we keep our fingers crossed that they can make this return to playing. We can crown a champion. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have 1868 FC assistant coach Chris Malinov over the phone talking about a very cool mental awareness roundtable that'll be happening this Friday. So stay tuned for that here on the Spencer Wilson Show on ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
Is your technology infrastructure meeting the demands of your customers, your employees, you? How does your network scale to support your growth plans? With distribution hiding behind every corner, it's time you benefited from a network and security provider that will guide your organization through rapid technology change. Blackfoot, here to enable what's next. Visit blackfoot.com/SDWAN. And to learn more.
I am happy to welcome back to the show Chris Malinov, 1868 FC assistant coach. Chris, welcome back. Good to have you back on the show. And with the restrictions kind of easing up, how was quarantine life on you? How'd you make it through?
We still are moving forward with trying to get back to this kind of new normal and taking the steps and trying to do it intelligently and cautiously to make sure that we don't take steps backwards, at least for my family and, obviously the team, just trying to keep everybody healthy so that, like I said, we don't have to go back into quarantine as far as some of the protocols and mandates in regards to return to play for the squad.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you pick up a new hobby or anything like that during the quarantine life, or were you guys pretty focused on just making sure everybody stays in shape and gets the workouts they can get in?
Yeah, well, we get the guys working out. We send them weekly packets, and they check in daily or every other day. We also do some video sessions over Zoom, team meetings over Zoom. So we really relied on technology over the last 2 months, 2.5 months, just to make sure that we're physically sharp. And then obviously with our soccer IQ and tactically, we want to be sharp as well. So I think the guys have done a good job understanding what and why we're doing certain things. The coaching staff obviously have had to become creative. But I think overall there's a lot of good that has come out of it as far as trying to find ways to keep everybody engaged and continue to be excited that once we get the green light, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you guys, with some of the restrictions easing up, have you guys been able to get some guys in for one-on-one training time, or is everything still pretty much at home?
A lot of it is still at home. Again, we don't want to put guys in environments that we feel that could put them in harm or also in environments in which we might take steps backwards because ultimately the priority is safety of the players and then, the fans and anyone else part of the organization that's physically and emotionally invested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we will get into this great mental health awareness, this virtual roundtable that you guys will be doing coming this Friday, May 29th. We'll get into that in just a second. But I was curious just to know if you have heard any kind of rumblings or potential talks about any kind of return to play. I know that MLS is getting closer to return there, but is the USL, how are talks going with a return to play plan there?
Well, I know that, obviously it's beyond my pay scale, but I know that our front office and front offices across the league have been meeting regularly, throwing around different plans. Obviously, it's hard to set a specific date when you don't know where the virus is going. And, we've got to respect city and county ordinances, restrictions and guidelines. Along with that, with federal guidelines. So I know they are putting together a plan, but obviously it's tough to say green light it when we don't know necessarily when restrictions will be eased for all the cities in which we'll be playing in.
Yeah, it is. It is a tough position to be in. Are you still pretty confident that you guys can resume the season even if you don't get a full season in? Do you think you can still work out to some kind of season completion there with the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. And obviously, you know, one thing that we've told our players and us as a coaching staff is that let's only worry about what we control. And, you know, that's the day-to-day workouts, that's staying engaged with the video and things like that. And we just put ourselves in the best possible position to make sure that when they do say, okay, you can, you know, return back to play and practice as a team, and, you know, here's our start date, we can step onto it. And, you know, some of the other decisions, they're out of our hands. So we really just like to focus on what is it that we can do from basically like the locker room side of things, you know, the team, the strength coach, and Ian as a head coach and myself as an assistant coach. What is it that we control? And that's our day-to-day routines. So that's really what we've been focused on.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're hoping that you guys can get going again, because those first few games were a lot of fun to watch. But now let's get into this great event that you guys are doing this Friday, May 29th. This virtual mental health awareness roundtable. It'll be broadcast on the Reno 1868 FC Twitch stream starting at 5:00 this Friday. And we'll get to the guests. It'll be you and three guests, and we'll get to those guests here in a second. But how did this idea come about?
Well, obviously, since last year, I haven't kept it a secret. Is that I had a suicide attempt in January 2019 during the off season. I've been challenged with bipolar disorder 2 for about 14 years, and I've been very open about my struggles, my challenges over the last year and a half, 2 years. And I think at this point, it was all the years of hiding it is what really caught up to me. You know, now I'm very open about it. I see a therapist weekly. I have a psychiatrist. I take meds every day. You know, the big thing is to make sure that people aren't feeling like they're alone in this battle. And I think as a society, it's important that we do so. And, you know, I proposed this to the front office and to our PR side of things. And without hesitation, they said absolutely. And so, you know, whenever you're in an environment in which difficult conversations and topics can be addressed, you know you're in the right environment. So I'm very thankful that Reno 1868 FC has allowed us and has done a great job of promoting this event, which I think is long overdue, especially in professional sports.
Yeah, and it's awesome to have somebody like you that is so open and so willing to talk about it, because I think that's one of the biggest issues, like you said, to make sure people don't feel alone, to make sure that they know it's okay to open up and talk about this kind of issues that could be affecting them on a daily basis. And since you've been more open about it, have you seen an increase in people that have either come up to you or have just said, you know, because of how open you've been, they've been able to be more open? Have you seen that, a little bit of that change already?
Yeah, I've seen, you know, some people still, you know, they want to keep certain things private, which you have to respect. But some people have come to me and said, hey, I'm glad you're doing this. I have the same challenges, or I have similar challenges. You know, how did you find your therapist? How did you find your psychiatrist? You know, and things like that. So opening up, whether it was my direct messages on social media or people that had my phone number or email, I'm just glad that they're reaching out and talking about it, you know, and I always remind them that I'm not a professional in it. Just because I experience it doesn't make me a professional. So I like to give them the resources in which I use to find those professionals in mental health. So every step that we can make to help someone, or, you know, and I think the bigger part of it is educate the people that aren't necessarily directed, you know, that are affected directly with it. The more they're educated, then I think the better we are as a society. You know, you go through things where it's about education, and I think these are one of those moments that hopefully we can educate more people through this roundtable.
Yeah, absolutely. The more people that know about it, the more people that can at least help or try to comfort somebody and help them find some professional help. The more the people that know, the more the better they're in that situation. And you guys have done a great job of putting some great guests together, because you talked about how this is kind of overdoing the world of professional sports. You'll have a player on this panel in Trevor Schwartz, who was a very talented collegiate star. He got some time up in Toronto in the USL and then really started to struggle with some anxiety in his professional career. Do you think that there are a vast majority of athletes that deal with this that no one really knows or expects to be dealing with this? I mean, what do you think the impact really is on professional sports and mental health?
Well, I think if you just look at from a statistical standpoint of, you know, of the population, 1 in 4, right, struggle with some sort of mental health or challenge or diagnosis. So in any given locker room, let's say you have, you know, for easy math, if you have 20 guys, you know, 1 in 4, you're talking about 5 guys in there that potentially have some challenges with their mental health. So I think it's more common than not. But I think, like I said earlier, is that, you know, there is a stigma around it. And I think it is tough, especially in the locker room, for guys to talk about it. But I'm glad, you know, Trevor is open about it. With all the other guests that I have on this panel, you know, I shot out a text message to the three of them. They were the first three I thought about, and immediately they're like, of course I'm in. Like, is that even a question?
Yes, and joining you and Trevor Schwartz, well, you'll have a clinical physician, a licensed clinical physician, and doctor, Sharif Zahir. Am I pronouncing his last name correctly?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then you'll also have Brett Zaleski on as well, a salesman who founded Empower of a Salesperson. How did this group come together? How do you know these guys from your past?
Well, Sharif was – I was fortunate to come across him when I was an assistant coach with the Sacramento Republic. He was actually our team sports psychologist, along with taking care of other clients and patients. You know, we built a really good relationship. I got to know him over the course of 4 years. And so he's someone that I trust, and someone that is obviously professional in mental health and therapy and psychology. So, that was easy to get in. At least we can get the professional side of it. You know, someone that went to school and studied it and practices it to this day. Brett Zaleski, same thing. I've gotten to know him through the United Soccer League when he was in Sacramento, kind of doing some consultation. Then we crossed paths again here in Reno. He's a guy that's been around front offices, a guy that's worked in Major League Soccer, NHL, NBA. And so he kind of approaches it from a front office sales side of things, where, you know, he deals with depression and things of that nature. And so I thought that was a good addition. And then obviously Trevor Schwartz, you know, professional soccer player who has experienced anxiety and had to take a break from his playing career to address those. And so I thought, you know, what better way to get different angles, different experiences in professional sports, including someone that's a sports psychologist and a doctor that knows how to diagnose and treat that. And so, you know, hopefully with the four of us, we can address our experiences, share those stories that maybe other people can relate to, and then obviously find some professional advice through Sharif.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have done a great job of setting up a panel that can, as you say, attack this and give advice from all angles to whatever someone might be worried about or concerned about or having thoughts about. And now in terms of kind of the format of this, again, it will be broadcast on the Reno 1868 FC Twitch feed starting at 5 o'clock this Friday, May 29th. So will you guys kind of do a brief introduction and kind of open up the floor to people to ask questions, or is it going to be more kind of a presentation style and then maybe some questions after? What can fans expect?
Yeah, so we're encouraging people to get onto the Reno1868FC.com website or reach out to me on social media at Chris Malinab on Twitter and Instagram to go ahead and send in some topics and questions they would like to be covered. We want to respectfully be able to put the time into answering some of these questions and topics and concerns around mental health. And so we're actually meeting as a group of four and bouncing around ideas if there's things that are more clinical. Obviously, Sharif will spend most of the time talking about that, but it really is a roundtable. And then there'll be some opportunities for fans to type into the chat as they're viewing, that we can address some of those questions. But, you know, really, we want to make sure that we're giving a lot of respect to the questions and topics in hand. So we're encouraging people to try to get us some of those questions beforehand, and all questions and and topic requests will be kept anonymous, so they don't have to worry about, is my name going to be shared on this panel?
That's awesome. Yeah. So again, you can go to the Reno 1868 FC website to fill out your questions, or you can reach out to Chris on Twitter personally. And Chris, thank you so much for your time. I think what you guys are doing is really fantastic. I think offering up all the different perspectives that you guys will be able to is really going to help a lot of people. And again, thank you for being so outspoken and being able to really open up and talk about this with your struggles with mental health, because I think people are still trying to understand how to be open about it and how to seek help. So I think this is really going to help a lot of people. And I'm looking forward to tuning in this Friday as well. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Spencer. And thank you for, allowing us to share this event with all your listeners. And hopefully we get people to chime in and listen to it and learn from it as well. Thank you.
He is Chris Molinob, 1868 FC assistant coach. We'll be back with more of the Spencer Wilson Show here on ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
Is your technology infrastructure meeting the demands of your customers, your employees, you? How does your network scale to support your growth plans? With distribution hiding behind every corner, it's time you benefited from a network and security provider that will guide your organization through rapid technology change. Blackfoot, here to enable what's next. Visit blackfoot.com/SDWAN to learn more.
Welcome back to the show here as we wrap up this abbreviated Tuesday edition of the Spencer Wilson Show. Huge thank you to Chris Molinob for taking some time to talk to me. If you are interested at all, if you know somebody that has struggled with mental health, or you yourself have some questions about it, I really do encourage you to tune in this Friday at 5 o'clock, because that is an excellent roundtable. Those are four great people to listen to and ask questions to. So be sure to get some questions in there, again, on Reno 1868 FC's website, or you can tweet at Chris, at Chris Molinob on Twitter there, to get some questions to him as well. But be sure to take part in that ask questions if you want to, but definitely tune in, because I think even if you don't struggle with some issues like that, you may know somebody, or even, if you come into contact with somebody in down the line in your own future that has some issues with that, you can offer up some help and just some positivity to those people's lives. So I do encourage everybody to tune in this Friday at 5 o'clock. And, of course, that, again, is going down on Reno 1868 FC's Twitch feed. So be sure to tune in there at 5 o'clock. Okay, as we kind of wrap up this show, just a few things that happened on this day. The inaugural 24 Hours of Le Mans endurance race was started on this day in 1923. We also had an interesting event on this day in 1997 when Sammy Sosa, playing for the Cubs, and Tony Womack, playing for the Pirates, each hit inside the park home runs. So those are some events that happened on this day. Stay tuned for a special edition of the Coaches Show coming up here in a few seconds, and we will talk tomorrow. Peace.